Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Father and Son podcast. Here, you should expect us talking about what father and sons need to talk about. So it could be about a girlfriend, or an important life choice, or even how things have changed over the years.
I'm the father. My name's Marcus.
My name's Austin.
He's the son.
I'm the son, yeah. In case you didn't know by the voice.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some fun stuff coming up, because I got some things I need to ask you that I want to know about your life. And we're going to get into all of it.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking about parenting and some important things that we just need to know. I mean, I would know because I've been parenting my dad for 13 whole years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So we're going to talk about parenting today, but first I need to talk to you. Austin, I need you to vote on something, okay?
Okay.
At lunch today, me and your mom, I thought we went on a date, okay?
Okay.
And so...
That's never good. I thought...
I know. So I called her. I was like, you know, it's our date day that we try to spend some time together. Anyways, she ended up driving. Okay, to where we went. And then when we got there, I didn't have my wallet, okay, to pay. So I reached down. I'm like, oh, I'm not in my truck. I don't have my wallet. So your mom, she drove and paid for the date. And so she feels like she took me out on a date. And I feel like I took her out on a date. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you started with, it was our date day. Very enthusiastic, you know. that's just a start. Second of all, you gotta always have your wallet on you. That's just a life lesson, no matter what you're doing.
Are you ruling in her favor here?
Yeah, well,
we're always together in this. You always side with me at the house.
You truly gotta step up your game, to be honest, man. I gotta give you some tips. I need to parent you.
A little bit, you know. When you get married, Austin, how's your dating life gonna be after you get married? Have you thought about this?
I think all about this all the time. So, always. Like you do with mom. We'll have a day that we always go on a date. And I'll always try to make it special. No matter what it is, maybe go to the ice rink, do some ice skating, maybe trampoline park, depending.
You're going to do trampoline park when you get married?
It just depends. Like, young adult, you know, 25.
Are you going to get married at 15?
Back up.
You're going to just go on adventures.
The door's open. Yeah. I'm going to go on adventures, definitely. That's for sure.
It's the way you are.
See the world.
All right, so we're going to talk about parenting today.
Parenting. I feel like the most important part of parenting is communication and discipline. It's so important when you communicate with your kids how you come across and just let them know their boundaries with discipline. And let them know your boundaries with discipline. I feel like it's really important, even in our day, how when you discipline and communicate, just understand and let the kid know what they did wrong and let them know how to do better next time. And I really feel like you should have such a connection in your relationship with a kid that they just listen to you and they're not upset about it, but they truly want to strive to do better.
You know, there's a difference between punishment and discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And if God punished us, he would just take us out. He'd kill us.
Yeah.
But the punishment that we deserved, he put upon Christ at Calvary. So when we get out of line and out of order in our life, he disciplines us. And I will tell you, I don't do this every time, but the best way to discipline is to first get on the eye level with your kids so that you're not domineering and being over them, but getting on their eye level and then making it clear what just happened. You know,
that's so good. I love that. Our God, our Heavenly Father, how he does this too. He showed us grace all throughout time. He showed us grace. And he got on our eye level. He came to earth and he showed us what we were doing wrong and how to do better with his disciples. And then I love that even in this father and son relationship with his disciples, that he showed them how they needed to live their life. And then they went and did it. All throughout nations.
And if they needed to be rebuked, he would rebuke them, but he set the example. Yes. You know, someone told me this the other day about Jesus setting the example of that. He stood up in Luke 4 and he said, God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, you know, to set at liberty those who are in captivity, and all these things, to heal and to take away the bruises in our soul and all these things. And then Luke 4 ends. And Luke 5, Jesus begins doing all of that. Mm. So as all you dads out there, it's not enough to just talk and say, hey, this is what you need to do. It's being the example and showing them that is, you know, 75% of what discipline is. And I will tell you this, for all the dads out there, we have given this over to the moms to let them be the disciplinarians of the house. And it's what God has called us to do. Mm-hmm. And let me just read this real fast. Austin, I know that you got some things to say too. Ephesians 6 says this, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that it may go well with you, mm-hmm. and you may enjoy long life on earth. Okay, that's obey your parents so it'll go well with you. And it really means that God will answer your prayers. It'll go well with you. That you may live long on this earth means that somebody won't kill you. And so then it says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. When the Bible talks about the responsibility of raising kids, the Bible puts it on the dad. Like, it's my job to raise you guys. It's mom's job to help as I am influencing and raising. That's God's perfect plan, right? I know there's a lot of broken homes out there, and some of you guys listening that are coming up and talking to us about this podcast, it's not a perfect world. That's God's perfect plan. Mm-hmm. It's for the dad to do the raising and mom to do the helping.
I also love that if you do think of God as a father, in all throughout the Bible, when someone is doing wrong, the Lord asks them, like, what did you do? Like with Adam and Eve, with Peter when the rooster crowed. And I really just love this, because the first step to change is admitting what you did wrong. And I just really love that he would ask them so they would know what they do wrong, and they would tell him, like, they know what happened. So that's really good for change also.
And then when Peter denied Christ, he also gave him the ability to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't just put Peter under his thumb. He said, hey, Peter, do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me? Do you love me? You denied me three times. Do you love me three times? And he gave Peter a way to come back and make it right.
Mm-hmm. Grace is also another such an important topic on parenting. You want to be gracious with your children, but you also want to be gracious in a way that it's not just sucking up for them and just letting them know, hey, it'll be better. But you do need a discipline with a gracious attitude, I feel like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do that some well every now and then, but most of the time.
Now and then?
Now
even
and then.
That?
Sometimes I'm more like a nuclear bomb, you know.
That's true.
But when you talk about, okay, so there's discipline and communication. Let's just start with communication. What could we do better in our home to communicate with each other
That's
better?
Good. Yes. Some of the ways that we do this, I feel like we read the Bible together so that we know that, like, we're reading the Word and what the Lord says on discipline. And so we try to communicate in a way that isn't really disciplining each other. Like, it's not tearing each other down, but we talk in a way that's...
Like we're not attacking each other.
Yeah, we're not trying to attack each other.
No. You know, I would say that if you look at the Hebrew culture, communication within the family happened around the dinner table. And that's one of the things. It is so easy for all of us to be in different spaces doing, you know, having a device in our hands or having a computer screen in front of us and everything. But the family unit, I mean, for thousands of years, there was communication and discipline happened around food. And all it takes is for all of us to just to make a commitment to say, hey, I'm turning off my phone now. I'm turning off every device I have. TV's off. We're around the table. That's where we learn how to honor each other and to communicate what's in the bottom of our heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I also love that Well, actually, we're going to be talking about love and parenting. So creating memories, to me, that means the most in our family when we're just spending time together and creating memories.
That is like, I think, Austin, when I think about you, I didn't know that this is like a love language that I didn't know existed, is for us to create powerful moments. And one thing that me and your mom talked about last night, you always come to us and you're like, hey, what are we doing on Friday? Or what are we doing, you know, at the end of this month? Or what are we doing in June? What is the summer looking like? How many times do you ask those questions?
I've probably asked that like 10 times.
It's because there's a craving inside of you to know that we're just not going to exist in the four walls of a house, but we're going to get out in the world and create. Because I think like going on missions trips together and doing ministry to the homeless together, those things has created such powerful memories. Or just doing road trips together, that me and your mom have been saying, hey, we've got to set a calendar up that you guys can look at and go, you know what? We are not just going to live life like status quo or a boring life. Here's our adventures on the board, you know?
Yeah, like one of our biggest bonding experiences have been when our family has served God together. So like we have Ainsley and Ashlyn leading Little Life. We've been getting some good feedback on them. Like they've been doing a really good job. Mom, when she sings and when she speaks, it just really connects the whole family. You two, you know, you're a okay speaker. No, I'm just kidding. You're and yeah, it's just such a bonding experience to just serve the Lord together.
Yeah, I tell you, there is this lie of the devil, and I hear pastors say it sometimes. I'll hear people that are on staff or people in the congregation, and they'll come up and they'll just say, hey, Marcus, be careful because the ministry can destroy your marriage or the church can really destroy your kids and you'll grow up resenting that. And I would tell you that's a lie of the devil. Our best times as a family have been serving the Lord and sacrificing and doing big things for Him. And it is so easy, especially people that are serving in ministry, it's so easy for us to have a bad marriage and blame it on the church when that's not the cause of it. Mm-hmm. Or have a family that's out of order and say, oh, it's because I'm serving too much. Well, it's not. It might be because you're not a good spouse and you don't have order in your home. It has nothing to do with ministry. Ministry has made our family so tight together.
Yes. Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broke men.
Oh, that's really good.
That is just so good. So
it's easier to build strong children than to repair both men.
Broke men.
Mm-hmm. Hey, at church we do both, but one's easier than the other, you know?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yep. And another thing about parenting is learning the Bible rather than learning techniques.
Mm-hmm. So, Bobby Hamilton told you this. Mm-hmm. talk to him about that conversation, because Pastor Bobby's been around. He's a strong businessman. He's in his 60s. And I've heard part of that conversation.
So I didn't really know this about me as my dad was parenting me, but he just walks up to me and he's just like, I just love how your dad parented you in a way that you learn the Bible. So you know, like, what the Bible's about. You know what Jesus did for us, and you know experiences that happened in discipline and how you know all the things to do in your life. And he said that's so much more important than learning techniques, because techniques always, they'll always come a new technique in like 20 years.
Like how to do something. But the Bible never changes.
But the Bible never changes.
That's right.
What do you feel like parents can grow their children in the Bible?
Well, it's just the biggest thing that we can give each other is a love for the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So you are, I remember you said this 2 years ago when you preached a sermon on Samuel. You said, You are listening right now to what you love. You remember this?
I need to watch that again.
You need to watch it again. Yeah. You said right now you're already listening to what you love. Some of you are listening to sports because you love it. You're listening to a certain kind of music because you love it. And you talked about some girls that you can always hear their voice.
Wait, hold on.
Your ear is tuned in to what you love. And I think if you don't have this around the Word of God, say, God, give me a love for your Word. And then you're just opening the Bible is just tuning in to hear what you love. love the most, you know. That's so the good. Most important thing. It's not, people are like, what book are you in? Is it John or is it what? It's all the Word of God. It's all powerful and it's all relevant, you know. So God, just, that's my prayer. Give us a deeper love. And if we have that love, we're going to listen.
And as a parent, I was listening to this message with Rick Bizet, Pastor Rick, and Miss Michelle Bizet, and they were talking about how when they would read the Bible in the morning, they'd end it later so that their children could see them reading the Bible in the morning.
Your mom did that today. She took that advice. That was Miss Michelle said that, and Brooke told me, she said, I did that today.
And I just loved that something that Miss Michelle said was, things are better caught than taught.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
So good.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this lesson on parenting. And yeah, we're out.
We're out. Bye, guys. Have a good one.
Guys, as always, thank you for tuning into the podcast. If you did enjoy, make sure to like and subscribe and share it with a friend. Dad, do you have any friends?
I got one or two. Also, no girls allowed. This is fathers and sons only.